The Gemara continues Daf Yud Zayin Omer Aleph. The second line, Rav Ada Bereid Rav Yitzchak. So the Gemara started off the sugya which Rashi gave a Hagdama, that Be'etzim it's only here, Agavdik. It started off with the stira on Daf Tezvav Omer Beis, the stira between two Mishnayis, the Mishnah in Tomid and the Mishnah in Midas. On the one hand, it says that the Lishka Satloim was in Tomer, it says that Lishka Satloim was in Tzvonis Maravis, Sofin Ma'ariv Corner, which is partially in Bechoil, and in the Mishnah in what's it called? In Midas, it says, over there it enumerates, doesn't just say one Lishka, it says Arba Lishkas Hoyu, Lebeis HaMoiket. And it says two in Kurdish and two in Bechoil, and it starts off the first one, it says Maravis Droimis. Ma'ariv Dorim means that it's in the Kodesh part, the Ma'ariv, but in the Kodesh part, it was the Lishkas Tlea Korban. Over there, it happens to enumerate all of them. We're going to get to today's Omid. Over there, it says all of them very specifically. Over there, it continues. Droimis Mizrochis, Dorim Mizrach, is they made the Lechem Aponim. Mizrochis Tzvoinis, they go into Beis Chashmenoi. Avne Mizbeach Shoshoktu, Malchi Avdi Chovim. Tzvoinis Ma'arovis, Yodin LeBeis HaTfilah. That's what the Mishnah in Midas described all four of them with a specific location. The Mishnah in Tomid start, but the steer we asked is the Mishnah in Tomid legabe the Lishka Satloim. Because Lishka Satloim in Tomid, it also says where it was. It says Tzvonis Maravis. Now in Tomid, it just says there were four Lishkas. And it doesn't say where they were. And it describes some of them. And some of them coincide. And some of them are different, but that Tais already says in Tav Tezayin is not a stira. You can have one area, one lishka, having two functions, but it just can't be a stira in location. Over there in Talmud it says there were four lishkas. What were the four lishkas? Chois Mois, something we didn't mention in Midas. Beis HaMoiked. Beis HaMoiked was the distal Beis HaMoiked. Besides the large Beis HaMoiked in the center, there was a small chamber Beis HaMoiked. Lishka Shois Melechem upon him. That's the same one. So that one cannot be a stira in location. It could be mentioned, it's not mentioned in both places, but it can be location. And those are the four lishkas. Over there, the four are again Tloyim, Choismois, Beis HaMoiked, and Lechem Aponim. So the two overlapping ones, same names, are Lechem Aponim and Tloyim. Tloyim, we ask a direct theory because it says the location in both. In Tomer, it says Tzvonis Maravis, and in Midas, it says Maravis Droimis. So the Gemara's first teretz of the Zayin was Rav Huna. Rav Huna says Midas is a stam Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov. My right, Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov, because over there it says any idea. I don't know what that big lishka was in Ezes Noshim till Rabbi Abishol came along and he said it's Yain v'Shemen. Then the moment is a raya that it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov because of the whole cheshbon of looking straight in from Aram Moshe from Aram Zesim that Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov the Mishnah over there says in Midas that the first course was lower and Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov says it was a mila for the Levim to step on, so it's stuck above the 20 threshold. So it's Muchacha is him. The Gemara was Matre, Rav Ada Ba'ava was Matre, no. Lo'olam Midas is Rabbi Yehuda, not Blozer Ben Yankov. Because Rabbi Yehuda says that the Mizbeach was smack in the center, that's why it was covered. And that's why the first wall had to be lower. And that's why you have to look over and then look through the rest of them. But it doesn't mean it's Lo'olam Ben Yankov. Then the Gemara says, how could you say, and after Zion obeys, how could you say Midas is Rabbi Yehuda? We know Midas clearly says that the Mizbeach was not in the middle. We made the whole Cheshbon, his beautiful calculations of 135 exactly where the Kevesh started and the spacings in between everything, but it's not in the middle. So it's not Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gat Gemara went back. Daf Yud Zayin, Lo'olam, it's Rabbi Elazar, Shmami no, it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov is Taka Midas. And Lo'olam, the Mishnah Midas says the Mizbeach was Taka not exactly in the middle, but that coincides with Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov that holds that it wasn't in the middle. Just the question is how much it was removed from the Koisel Dorim. Was it Kula B'Dorim? Was it a little more removed? But that stims with Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov. So that was the first teretz of Rav Huna, how to answer the stira in Lishka Satloim. Now the Gemara is going to say a second teretz, how to answer the stira between the two Mishnayis, where the Lishka Satloim was located. Continues the Gemara Daf Yud Zayin. We have a stira in Lishka Satloim. That's the stira, the original stira we're going back to. Lishka Satloim in Midas, it says, it was in the Tzof and Ma'ariv in the inside, in the outside, I mean. And Mishnah in Midas, it says, Tloim was in the Ma'ariv Dorim in the inside. Rav Adabreda Vitzakomar, Hai Lishka Aktuye Mekatsiei. This Lishka was elongated, like over here in this picture, elongated. And it was in the Ma'ariv, elongated. And it depends where you walk from. You walk from the tzofen coming from the outside, it looks like it's in the Dorim. Because it's not right when you come in. You walk from the Dorim, since it was elongated and it was in the Ma'ariv wall, so it didn't go all the way till the Dorim wall. It didn't go all the way to the Dorim wall. It was elongated along the Ma'ariv wall. It looks like it's in the tzofen. It's a, I don't know if delusion is the right word. But the point is, it depends where you walk in from. That's where it looks on the opposite corner. Now, Iktuya Mekatsia is a Lashon of Muktzah. So some explain because it's like Muktzah, meaning it's like separate. Muktzah means you can't touch it. So this looks separate. It's not the Pshat Tzofen wall. It's not the Pshat Dorim wall. It's elongated along the Ma'ariv wall. Now, it happened to be more in the Dorim side. More in the Dorim side, like Ataka says in Mishnah Midas. But Be'etzim, it was elongated. Why was it elongated? So he says, very, very geshmak. He says, because since there were tloyim, there were sheep walking around over there, they were there for the bikur to make sure that they don't have bala mumen, you can't have them in cramped quarters. That would be tzar balachayim. You had them let walk around a little. Stuff them in a little corner. It needed to be elongated. It needed to be bigger. And that's a cheshbon. But la'olam, it's not a stira that it says in Midas that it was in Tzofen Ma'ariv on the outside, and in Midas it's in Tomid, I'm sorry. In Tomid it says it was in Tzofen Ma'ariv, and in Midas it says it was in Dorim Ma'ariv, in the inside. La'olam, it was closer towards the Dorim, but it was elongated along the Ma'ariv wall. So when you're walking from the Dorim, from the inside of the Azara, since it wasn't all day by the Dorim wall, it looks like, oh, it continues. It's all day by the Tzofen. When you walk from the Tzofen, since it wasn't by the Dorim wall, by the Tzofen wall, I mean, from the outside. So he said, oh, it's all the way in the Dorim. It's not a stira, it's just a question where you're walking in from and what it looks like. Rav Adabreir, Rav Yitzhak Omar, Hailishke Aktuye Mekatsye. Uda Osi mit Tzofen, you come from the Tzofen, Mischazel Abidorim, it looks like it's in Dorim. If you come from the outside, it looks like it's in Dorim. Uda Osi mit Dorim, you're coming from within the Azara, Mischazel Abidorim, it looks like it's in Tzofen. The Gemara is going to say that. The Gemara is going to make that cheshbon right now. Why it's like that? Because we have another stira soon in Lechem Aponim. Zok the Gemara, this exact nekuda, umistavra. The Gemara starts with the svara before we prove it. The b'maravis droimis havoi, and that means it was more in maravis droimis. Maravis droimis is towards the inside, like the Mishnah Midah says clearly that the tloim was in the corner. So we're now dropping corners. It's not in the corner. But it's mistavra, it was more in Maravis Droimis. What's my right that it's more? Zok de Gemara. Mimai midraminon lechem aponim alechem aponim. Oh. So it says like this. The Mishnah in Midas, like we started off, enumerates the four lishkas and the exact location. So there's no question in Mishnah Midas. Mishnah Midas says, Tloyim is in Maravis Droimis, in the inside. Lechem Aponim is in, right next to it, in the Mizrach Dorim, in the inside, on the right of it. Malchus Beis Chashmonoyim Mekatzah de Mizbeach, in Tzofen Mizrach, in the outside, in the right corner. And the Mishnah Midas says, that Beis HaTfilah was in the Tzofen Ma'ariv, in the outside. So the Mishnah in Midas, it says very clear. Now the Mishnah in Tomit, it mentions four different names, and two of them are new names, which Tosis says is not a stira if they are not mentioned because you have two functions in one lishka. But it does mention lechem aponim, and it says as follows: it says one of them, it says clearly, tloyim is in tzofen ma'ariv, which is in the outside in the choil, and then it says as follows: v'arba lishkas hoyu, and it says echad shel chois mois. We have the seals where you pick up the shaman and the yayin. Echot shel beis hamoiked, the smaller beis hamoiked for the mizbeach's eish or for the kahanim tznuim. The echot shel lechem aponim. Now it doesn't say where they were. It just says echot, echot, echot. So now, usually when you enumerate things, let's assume you go to the right. Kol pinois, you go to the right. So if you go to the right, so we know that Mishnah in Tomit says Tloyim was in the tzofen ma'ariv, which is in the outside in the choil. So now let's go to the echot, echot. Echod, the one afterwards mentioned is Chosmos, which would mean over here, Chosmos. Echod shall be Samoikud, which would continue, meaning Chosmos would be in the Dorim Ma'ariv. And then Echod shall be Samoikud, which would mean in the Mizrach Dorim, continuing to the right. And then the fourth one is echot shelechem aponim, which would mean again in the choil, in the tzof and mizrach. So now, according to this equation, lechem aponim would be right over here. And in the Mishnah in Midas, it says black and white, lechem aponim, meaning in, according to the Talmud, if you go with the equation of going to the right, echot echods, then lechem aponim would be in the mizrach tzofen. And according to, in the Mishnah in Midas, it says black and white, the lechem aponim is in mizrach dorim. So it's a stira in lechem aponim. If we're not going to say this word, that it's be'etzim aktuyim makze means ruboy in dorim ayrev. Because if you're going to go with the echot echods and you go walk towards the right, then after mentioning tloim, it says echod shel choismois ve'echod shel moiket ve'es lechem aponim, places lechem aponim in the mizrach tzofen in the choil. And in Midas, it says black and white, lechem aponim was in the kodesh in mizrach dorim. Now, zog the Gemara, umistavre, that my rov is droim is avoi, mi mai, midraminon lechem aponim lechem aponim. We have a steer in lechem aponim, the way we just explained it. Umishaninon, and we answered on that, omer ravun ebreid ravishur, mar kochoshev derech yamin, umar kochoshev derech smol. The answer was, a cryptic answer, you're counting in Midas, we're going with yamin. Yamin, because over there it says in Midas, there's no question where, but it just happens to count the Yamin. It's, if you look at the Cheshbon, it says, Midas, it says, Ma'irev Dorim was Tloim. Then it says, Mizrach Dorim Lechem Aponim. That's to the Yamin of it. Then it says, Beis Chashmonoi Aktuyei, the Mizbeach, is Mizrach Tzofer, which is again to the Yamin. And then it says, Beis Atfila Tzofer Ma'irev, again to the Yamin. So in Midas, it goes to the Yamin. That's black and white. It says everything where it was. So we're answering the steer in Lechem Aponim, Marko Choshev Yimin, Umarko Choshev Derech Smoil. And Midas is going to the left. Now, let's make the Cheshbon to the left. If Tloim was not, like we're saying now, really to Dorim Ma'irev mostly, and Tloim was like we thought originally, that it's over here, meaning in Tzof and Ma'irev, so let's go to the left. To the left means you're starting off Tzof and Ma'irev outside in Choyl Tloim, and then Echad Beis HaChosmas is outside in Choyl Tzof and Mizrach, and then to the left, Echot shall the next one is shall Moiked is in Mizrach Dorim in the Kodesh, and then it ends up being that Lechem Aponim is right over here in Dorim Ma'irev again to the left. So Lechem Aponim, you didn't answer anything. We had a steerer. Lechem Aponim in Midas it says it's Mizrach Dorim, and if you're counting Echot Echot to the right from Tomid, then Lechem Aponim ends up being in Choyl in Tzof and Mizrach. Elamai, you answer, you go to the left. Well, to the left, Lechem Aponim in Tomid will end up in Ma'irev Dorim. So it's Vaita Stira. But if you're going to say the Cheshbon we're saying now, that Tloyim, according to everyone, really was, the Echot starts off in the Ma'irev Dorim, in the Kodesh, more towards the Kodesh. So now if you go three times to the left, it ends up in the same place. Because in Tomid, where it says Echot, Echot shall Choismas would mean Tzof and Ma'irev in the Choyl, Echot shall Moiked would mean Mizrach Tzofen again in the Choyl to the left, and then Echot shall Lechem Aponim would place it exact same spot like it says in Midas, which is Mizrach Dorim. So we're saying a very simple Cheshbon. It's Muchach that the Beis HaTloyim was mostly in the Dorim Ma'irev because we have a steer in Lechem Aponim. So now in Midas, there's no question you go to the right, because that's how it's enumerated. It says the places and it says the names. So you're going Tloyim Lechem Aponim, Beis Chashmonoi, and Beis Atvila. But in Tomid, it just says Echod Echod. So if Tloyim take a startup over here and everyone agrees in the same spot, then going to the left, it will end up in the exact same spot, Lechem Aponim, in Mizrach Dorim. Beautiful Cheshbon. Zog the Gemara. My proof that really it's mistavra that Ektuya Mekatze means mostly in Ma'irev Dorim. Umistavra, the Ma'irev Dorim is humimai midraminon lechem aponim lechem aponim, because we have sestirin lechem aponim lechem aponim. Umishaninon, and we answered, what was the teretz? Omer avunim b'chid avishua, ma'ir kochoshev derech yamin. That means in Midas. Umar kochoshev derech smoil. And in Tomid, we count derech smoil, the three echods, assuming they're one after another, meaning choismois moikin lechem aponim. And that would not answer the question. But Dr. Gemara, Daf Yizayin or Beis, the Amid Bishlomim Ma'arov is Droimis. But if you're going to say really the Beis, that Lishas Atloim was a Tzuyim Makatzei, and according to everyone it was a Ma'arov is Droimis, it's just a question of perception. So then, Bishlam, Yam Bishlam Bagov is Droim is Havoy, Hand the Metal Lech Maponim, Lech Maponim. Then Lech Maponim ends up in the same spot. It ends up in Mizuch Dorim, both directions. In Midas, it ends up right after Tloim, which is to the right of it in Kodesh. And in Tomid, it ends up three later to the left of it, which is in the same spot. So Hand the Metal Lech Maponim, Lech Maponim. Eli Yam, it's Tzvoinis Magovis. But if you're going to say that Midas, that Tomid remains Tzvoinis Magovis, and it's not mostly to the Dorim Ayrov, it remains to the Tzofen side in the Choyl in the north. Iyam Tzvonis Magovis. So then, Soif, my Terutz to the Lechem Aponim. You remain with the Stir and Lechem Aponim. Because Lechem Aponim will still not end up if you go to the left on the same place. If you go to the right, it's not in the same place. And if you go to the left, it's not in the same place. The whole territory you answered Lechem Aponim, Makhosh of Yamin, Makhosh of Smoil. But even if you're going to go Tomit to the right, it's not going to end up in the same place. 1, 2, 3, it's over here. And if you go this way, 1, 2, 3, it's over here. So either it's over here, but it's not in the corner of Mizrach Dorim. It's either in the corner of Tzof and Mizrach, or it's in the corner of Dorim Ayev. If you go to the left, if you go to the right, you go to the left, but it's not in the same corner. Zogdi Gemara, but behind that we're saying that Tloim is in the same spot, it's really in the Ma'ariv Dorim, mostly. So Zogdi Gemara, yeah, Mitzvah is Ma'arovis. So then, So if my truth is like my ponim, Elav Shmami no, Magovis Droim is Avoy, really delicious. Tloim is a Magovis Droim is Shmami no, and Memela, Tloim is not a stira, because it's a matter of perception where you walk in from. Does it look to the Tzof, does it look to the Dorim? And Lechem Aponim is not a stira, because it's in the same spot and you're going to the left, versus in Midas, it's mentioned to the right, the next one right away. Oh, Frek di Gemara, your Kasha, Va'omar Mar, why in the world would the Mishnah in Tomid, count to the left. V'omer mar kol pinush at the pointer lo yel derech yamin. And the Gemara says yamin lemizrach. That's only because when you come off the ramp, that's the original makar, the kevesh, the mizbeach. When you come by chatos off the kevesh mizrach, you go to the right to the first karen on the right. So yamin is mizrach is not nigeh over here. But the point is kol pinush at the pointer lo yel derech yamin. Zok the Gemara the gevaldige teretz hani mili ba avoida. When it comes to avoida, see taka go to the right. It's just enumerating a calculation. You're telling me three things in Tomit after Tloim. Echot shel choismas, echot shel moiked, v'echot lechem aponim. It's just a cheshbon. It just is a cheshbon. We're not doing a ma'isa avoida of an application of domim or some other avoida. We're just enumerating four things. So we say echot, echot, echot. You can go to the left. Now this is the Gemara's teretz, but the truth is.
Any mitzvah, a chayr
shouldn't have the svar, unless it's
every mitzvah is
avoida. And more than that, the poskim can bring a raya that even not by a mitzvah, it should be called pinush liyamin. The raya was, we had in Kuf, in Hilchot Birkas Kohanim, that after the Birkas Kohanim duchening, they go to the right. All right, that's not part of the mitzvah, that's passe, that's after the bracha of the duchen. So we see that even not by a mitzvah, you go to the right. So why would chushbina be any different than worse than even out of mitzvah? So the Balamor asks this kasha. In fact, the Balamor over here, first Balamor, the Balamor is mainly on Davaris, on what's it called, on the parak about Yom Kippur. But it is a few Balamors that on the first parak. The first one, Daf Alav Midap Yarif, the Balamor has a kasha. In fact, the Balamor, what's the nafkamina? That it's a chushbina. Let a chushbina be derech yamin. Who state that chushbina should not be enumerated derech yamin? What are you gaining? So he says a beautiful teret. Zokta Balamor, the reason why Chushman over here is not Derech Yamin and it's Derech Smoil is because as follows. Because we said, they started up the sugya. Lishka Satloim is Aktsuye Mekatsye. Aktsuye Mekatsye means it's a perception. It's really on the Ma'ariv wall. Not all the way to the Dorim, not all the way to the Tzofen. So when you're walking from the Dorim, it looks like the Tzofen because it's elongated. And you walk from the Tzofen, since it doesn't start over there, it looks like it's the Dorim, which it really was. Now, Lishka Satloim, we said Mistavra was mostly in the Dorim side, in the inside. Ma'ariv Dorim, mostly in the Dorim. So now, if we're establishing that Be'etzim was in Ma'ariv Dorim more than Tzofen, so even though it's nearest B'Tzofen, because it's when you're walking from here, it's nearest B'Tzofen, because it doesn't start off right when you're coming from the Dorim, so it's nearest B'Tzofen. But we said, no, it's really in Dorim, it's a perception. It's an delusion, whatever you call that, you're thinking, not an illusion. Maybe whatever the point is, it looks like it's in the tzofen. So in order to come lafuke that it's in the tzofen, zok the balam or gevaldik, why the echod, the next one has to be enumerated, dafka the tzofen corner, dafka the tzofen mairev. When we say the next echod of choismeris, we dafka want to go to the left. We want to go la'afuke your perception that you thought when you walked in from the Dorim that Tloim isn't Sofen Ma'irev. Since we said Tloim is really more towards Dorim Ma'irev and not towards Sofen Ma'irev. It just looks like it's in Sofen Ma'irev. So since the Mishnah in Tomei doesn't say where everything is, just as Echod Echod, we want to go Dafka to the left now, which would mean Sofa Ma'irev, and not to the right, even though it's not an Avoida. Who cares? Chushman is all right against to the right, you know what I mean? Zokta Balamor, since we thought that Tloim was in Sofa Ma'irev, we want to go Lafuke that Havamina. So what do we enumerate next? Let's right away enumerate the Lishka of Sofa Ma'irev. So we say Sofa Ma'irev was the Echod, the next Echod of Shel Chois Mois. And that's where you go to the left. That's his cheshbon. Beautiful, Teret. Why are you going to the left?
I first say to Balmar a little differently. Because you say you're walking in this door. So you continue your walk. That's you're not going to turn around.
Okay.
You're
saying we're talking about for the guy that's walking in. It looks like it. So for the Yenna guy we're enumerating, that you should know that to the left, to the next one, when you continue walking in from this door, is going to be Chois Mois, and not you're not going to the right. It's for Yenna guy walking. But the main thing is, it's the Nekuda Shaboy that it's lafuke what we thought when you walked in. You're saying, because you're walking in that way, but when you walked in, you thought it was Sofa Ma'irev? No. Sofa Ma'irev is Chosmas. Let's go straight to the what lafuke, what you had, maybe you haven't the way you thought it was. So it comes out in the Maskonis of the Gemara. There's two Hanochas and a male two Stiris Amar Yushev. Hanocha number one, that Tloim be'etzema and Dorim Ma'irev, so Tloim is not a Stira. That is the second Teretz of Rav Adab B'Yeri of Yitzhak. Rav Huna answered that the teretz is it's tam midas and blows ben Yaakov, so Tloim is not a stira. Rav Adabed Rav Yitzchak says that the reason why Tloim is not a stira is because it's really in Mizrach in Dorim Ma'irev, but it just looks like it's in Sofer Ma'irev. That's Hanocha number one. And in addition, we're saying that Tomid lafuke midas Tomid is nimnis is counted to the small because Chushben Alba lafuke the avoider. And Midas obviously is counted to the right because it says clearly where everything is. It says Lechem Aponim is in Dorim Mizrach, goes to the right. It numerates one by one with the location. So Memela, these two Anokas, Sai Lechem Aponim is not a steer in the location. Lechem Aponim, it ends up in the exact same spot. And Sai Tloim is not a steer because Tloim, we're saying that it's Betzim in the same spot, more towards the Dorim. It just looks like it's in itself.
Now, all the different lishkas within the lishkas Beis HaMoiket, all the smaller four ones, the four corners, they taka work out perfectly now. Because starting with the lishkas Hatloim, the lishkas Hatloim we're saying is the Ketuya Mekatsiye, it's more towards the Dorim. But it's Ma'irev Dorim, but it's more towards the Dorim, but it's in the middle. So the Goin says in Tomit that the reason why it was taka centered, but more towards the Dorim, but also going towards the Tzofen, because it was, on the one hand, the Tloim had to be in the Kodesh, because that's where the Behemoths are, they're going to the Kodesh, like Lechem Aponim, have to be in the Kodesh. But at the same time, the Tzoin was Matal Glolim, so he wanted it removed a little from the Kodesh. So the Pesach, the opening, was Taka to Choyl, because since it's Taka elongated, so it can be a Pesach to the Choyl, so as it didn't Choyl, at the same time, it's close to the Kodesh. So that's the Gabbat of Tloim. And according to Simon Midas and Tomit, we said the Lechem Aponim is also in the Mizrach Dorim, which is in the Kodesh, which is goes to Kodesh. Lechem Aponim belongs in Kodesh. And Beis Chashmenoi in Midas, which is Aktuya Mekatze, is Taka in Choyl. It's in Mizrach Tzofen, because after all, that's the Muktzah, that's Avodah Zarah. And likewise in the Mishnah Midas, the Beis Atfila is also in Choyl, it's in Tzofen Ma'irev, because after all, Tful Yoim, we don't want him to be in Kodesh, because he needs Harav Shemesh, so Mela is Taka in Choyl. And the Cheshbon of the Chosomis being in Choyl also works out, because the Chosomis, which is mentioned in Mishnah in Tomid, so the Chosomis are in Choyl, because after the Lishkas Atloim, it's Echad Shal Chosomis, Echad Shal Moiket, Echad Lech Maponim. So the Chosomis is right in Choyl, if you're going to the left. Chosomis have to be in Choyl, either because Ein Yeshiva Bazara, so you should be able to sit, the person selling the Chosomis the whole day. In addition, Yisraelim have to buy the Chosomis. So they have to come there, they have to come from an area that's Choyl. So it makes sense why the Chosomis is stuck in Choyl. So Mela, everything works out. Those that have to be in Choyl, Chosomis, and Beis Chashmenoi, And it's possible that both two functions are in the same place. That's not a stira. As long as two same functions cannot be in different places. But two functions in the same place is not shver. Chosomis could be used Beis Chashmenoi, Beis HaTfila. That's not shver where they were exactly located. Meaning it makes sense for those to be in Choyl. And practically speaking, it makes sense why the Lechem Aponim And the behemoths which go towards Kodesh make sense why they attack in the Kodesh part. It was the Tlolim punkt open l'choil, that's because of Atolas Glolim, so they were open l'choil, so as a din choil. But Pashat, practically speaking, it makes sense why it was towards the Kodesh. All right, Atkan, we'll stop over here. Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis by the two dots.